Mary Pearsall Bunker, Memorial Day, 1984.
Now
I can try. Good.
Oh. I just ran into the garbage can, that's all.
I know, it's nothing for me to fuss about.
It's all right.
I guess you've never seen anybody like I am.
I had a car pull up behind me, and I just about hit the ceiling of the car. It just scared me to death. So I know, I mean, just completely unrealistic reaction.
Okay, now I'm fine.
Okay. Now, do you have... Where do you want to start? Do you have any favorite?
I don't know what you're talking about. Start what?
Did you want to do one of the oral histories, or do you want to skip it?
What do you want?
Okay.
The grandmothers, for some reason or other, meant much more to me than my grandfathers.
Mm-hmm.
Now why, I don't know.
I don't either.
Now, my grandfathers were fine men. Grandfather Jones was a Methodist preacher, and he was an old-time Methodist preacher, camp meeting type.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember hearing him preach, I think, only once. He was not well, and he spent a lot of his time either in bed or sitting on the chair beside his bed. And I remember him saying, something along the line, I don't remember the exact words, that God had been so good to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was a man of great faith.
Mm-hmm.
Old-fashioned Methodist preacher. And yet he had, I think, tuberculosis. And knew that he couldn't live. And I think he wanted the children and grandchildren to know him.
Mm-hmm.
To know him as he actually was.
Mm-hmm.
Not a feeble old man, but an old man of some background. No, he had tuberculosis, which, of course, I didn't know at the time. And I suppose my parents knew it. And now, I wondered, going to one grandparent's for grandfather and grandmother Pearsall were so close. And sat together and talked together and ate together and slept together, all that, when with the other grandfather he was separated in his own room, and we would see him on his own private porch. It was a separate part of the house. And yet I knew how the family all loved him. Well, I don't know what else to say.
Well, what else do you remember about your grandparents? Was when you were doing the oral history with my mother, you were talking about being in Kansas. And
was it your grandmother who was a midwife and a school teacher? Or was that your mother?
Well, I don't like the word midwife. When a neighbor would be having a baby, she'd send for my mother. They didn't pay her. That wasn't it. It was neighbor helping neighbor, only my mother was doing, shall I say, doing most of the helping.
But what do you remember about Kansas?
Don't remember a thing about Kansas.
What do you remember about coming back and seeing your grandparents in...
I was only a baby. Now, how old, I don't know. But I remember going in a big, long hall. The house of my grandparents was a large house. And my parents, as I understand it now, was to have half the house, one side of the house, which was nice, free of rent and free of expense. If my father would do the, what you would call the, looking after the cows and horses.
Farmhand kind of supervising?
Yes. And, well, I don't know what to tell you of interest.
Well, what do you remember about that?
I don't remember very much.
Well, then you can go on.
It was very, I suppose I was about 5. And, my parents said we were moving, that we were moving to our own place. Well, when I say our own place, it was my other grandfather's place. And as I understand, it was a nice farmhouse. Of course, no modern conveniences. Most people didn't have them, except the city people. And I don't remember much about moving, but I remember about us being there. It was a nice country home.
What do you remember about your parents? What were they like?
My, well, my mother was certainly a very kind woman, good to her neighbors. They'd send for her when they were having a baby, and she'd go, and she never charged anything. I guess I said that before, but it made an impression on me.
Was she very religious, or was she...
Yes, she was religious. She always went to church, and she taught a class, a Sunday school class, and she had been a teacher, and she had graduated from the state normal, because I think I told you all this.
But not for Arlie Britton, Care Dove.
Well, I don't know.
What did you remember that she liked? What did she enjoy most doing? What kinds of tasks would she do in a day?
The typical housework, doing cooking and washing and ironing and looking after us. A typical housewife, yet finding time to help the neighbors.
What was your father like?
My father was a very religious man, a man of ability, I'm sure. And if the preacher would be away, he would say, Brother Pearsall will take over next Sunday. And I was proud of my father.
Do you have any special memories of either one of them? Taking you someplace special or just real fond memories of one of them?
Well, it isn't so much one thing as constantly. Your parents are constantly doing things for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that was that constant feeling of love and security and pride, perhaps. I don't know what else.
Well, how did they influence you going to college and going to Java?
Well, now, my mother was a teacher, and I met Dad in college, and now I can't remember too much of my college days. I was a pretty good student. I liked school.
Weren't you in a sorority or something?
I was, yes. Now. Now you don't understand.
I'm trying.
An old person in their 90s not remembering details.
That's all right.
Well, that's the way it was.
Okay.
And, there was, of course, a certain excitement in going to Java. It was a big trip, as it is still a big trip. I mean, from where we lived. And the fact that well, I don't know how to tell you about my relationship with Dad. It was natural. We were interested in the same things, and I appreciated his doing something I thought was the thing to do, and when he wanted me to join him, I wanted to.
Well, what was Java like when you'd come from such a farm American background? You're talking yesterday about some of the Buddhism and some of the other things.
I was how to say it, I was not prepared for the change, the big change, the change in the thinking of people. In my background, it seemed to me everybody believed in God and thought of other religions from the Christian religion as being heathen. Well, I don't feel that way now. There were people. If they were worshiping nature, worshiping
Well, did it bother you when you first got over there that their worship was so different?
I don't know what you mean by the word bothered.
Well,
the thought was that we Christians, a more realistic conception. It was not that they were wicked, no. They were uneducated. Now I think you understand that.
Mm-hmm. I do.
And they were so kind.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, they were anxious to know about America and to know about, the historical background, know about the world. And who are we, or who is anybody, to be
judgmental?
Yes.
Well, what did you and Dad Joe do in the school?
Teach.
What'd you teach?
English. And then the common like the
Did you teach Bible?
Yes. And it was taught with a little different understanding there, where their background was not Christian, than we would teach it here in America, where our background. And I think it made me realize the opportunities we'd had. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say.
That's all right. Well, what was it like? What kind of friends did you have in Java?
We had wonderful friends.
From the church or from the school? Were they American or were they Javanese?
They were largely Chinese. Go in the dining room and look at that gong.
I know.
Now, any students that would give a gift like that, it was expensive. Mm-hmm. Even there, where the money value was different. There was an appreciation, and especially to Dad, in many places in the world, a man means more than a woman.
Mm-hmm. Is that true in Java?
Yes. Now, how true that is, or how much it is imagined, is a little bit hard to appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a Java man loved his wife, but
well, what was your wedding like in Java?
Yes.
Well, I've heard the story, but Arlie Britt and Kara haven't. They haven't heard the story of your wedding. And even if you told it to them, they wouldn't understand it for a couple of years.
Well, now, what do you want me to say about it? It was just beautiful.
I know, but you might want to tell them about your dress and about the service.
My mother had made me a lovely white satin dress before I went. Really not knowing whether it was the thing in a foreign country. And yet, I wore the two dresses, the one my mother made, and then the Chinese.
What did the Chinese dress look like?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
It was beautiful.
Do you remember what color it was?
Let me see, I ought to remember that.
Was it red?
I was thinking red, but I don't know.
Because I thought you'd mentioned to me before it was red at one point.
It probably was, but I'm not now. I'm not sure.
Well, did you have a Christian ceremony and a Malaysian ceremony?
I had the Christian ceremony and the Dutch, it would be Dutch, I guess a Dutch ceremony. You can ask Dad about that. But it had to be official.
Mm-hmm.
Now, exactly, I can't remember just what that included. I think some of those things Dad would remember better than I do. But from the very looks of the gong, you can know that they appreciate beauty as well as we appreciate beauty, although their conception of beauty may be a very different conception. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how to express that.
That was just fine.
The gong itself expresses it better than I would express it. In this country, a gong would not be a typical wedding gift.
Mm-hmm. What did you like about Java?
Everything. The people.
What were they like? Were they quiet or studious or rambunctious or?
We're all kinds, same as we have all kinds here. You can't take a nation of people and put them in one class.
No, but I guess like with the Navajos, they were much quieter than Anglos are. And I was thinking kind of a general cultural difference. Yes, you have different people, but sometimes there's a cultural difference. It's...
Well, I think in one difference, it was the man who was the head of the house.
What privileges did that give him? Because we could say we had the same thing in America and in Christianity. Did he get any certain privileges because of that?
Well, there was the thought that, like we have here, that it's more or less a man's responsibility to take care of his wife. Now, I don't know how to choose
that. Did it have any negative ramifications?
The man was the head of the house.
Oh, was he? Is he the one in charge of finding his mates for his daughters, or was he the one who was could yell or beat at his wife because he was the head of the household, or what?
I suppose he could, but if one person loves another person, you treat them with love and respect.
Some people do.
Well, don't you think they do if there is real love?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are differences in customs, of course. And a man feels a responsibility for looking after his wife, his family. From the financial standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a woman has money and brings money into the marriage, usually the relationship is much the same. Together they plan, and I think that's more or less true with all of us,
mm-hmm.
Chinese or American, that But we have more privileges here. We have more. I don't think respect is the word.
No, I'm not gonna do either.
I don't know what to say.
Okay. Is there any stories about Java that you remember, of places you went or people you met? Or you used to tell stories about Pierre and how he would talk at the servants in Javanese and then turn around and talk at you in English.
Oh, yes, well.
Did he like being in Java?
Well, yes, but then a child that's used to it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the way he...
But are there any other kind of funny little anecdotes that you remember about Java? Or neat things that happened that were real special to you?
Well, everything was special.
I know.